Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show. And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. Yeah. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new skin scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Grinding hard, you ain't doing nothing, so you better slap yourself. Absolutely.
Now, just tell the fans out there, man, about Ground Hard Radio and where they can catch all that.
Okay, man, you can definitely catch Ground Hard Radio every Tuesday and Thursday nights right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to the official website at groundhardradio.com. We come back August 7th. We're on the hiatus right now, but we back August 7th with 15 all-new episodes, and you're going to love it. Our new slogan this season is Reality Radio, you know, just because as much as we do these guest interviews and the hip-hop news, you also get to follow Virginia Slim, Dangerous Tactics, Dice, and you get to follow their struggle in the independent music world every Tuesday and Thursday. So definitely check us out, baby. Reality Radio at its finest.
That's it. Oh, I like that, though. Reality Radio. It's so
yes,
real.
Sir.
The music and the ground art is so real, you get a slap in your damn face if you ain't paying attention. I'm telling
hey,
you.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Real.
It's a little drama.
It's real, baby. It's real. And I'm going to give y'all some real talk. Hey, Jit, man, that's my brother. Y'all don't understand Ground Hard Radio. They've been doing their thing. He's been popping it off, man. He's the CEO, man, of Ground Hard Radio. And he's running an incredible radio station over there, man. So y'all definitely make sure y'all check them out every Tuesday and Thursday. And also, you better check out the Great Debaters. On
yes.
Wednesday, they be talking. They be
every Wednesday at 10, the Master Debaters, man. It's a great show for the youth. I mean, they impressing me.
Hey, they doing their thing. I've been checking out a couple of the shows, man, and they've been getting it in, man. The Master Debaters, you guys definitely better make sure you check them out on Wednesdays. That's just another avenue of Ground Hard Radio, man, network. Y'all, you better get it in. Grind or Die.
Check it out.
You better get the mixtape. Grind or Die.
You better go get it. Grind or Die, baby. MissConnect.com. Let's go.
Grind or Die. You better get it, no doubt. And we got a great show. Trust me. I got my boy Jit in the building with me tonight. We got a great show with you guys. Like I said, we got my girl Virginia Supernova Slim. Man, she got some phenomenal music. Y'all don't understand. When I first heard the music, I told my man Jit, I got to get it. I got to get that music. I got to get it. And it's popping. I'm telling y'all right now, her music is on hit. And we're going to give you guys a little taste of that tonight. We debuted one of her songs this week. If you guys haven't been, you know, for those who've been a little brain dead, we debuted, you know, some of her music this week, you know, especially one of her songs, which is one of my favorites, On My Way. You know what I'm saying? We got that in on the D-Hour show. That's
great song.
Definitely hot. Oh, yeah, definitely hot. So we got another hot Supernova Slim joint for you guys tonight. We're going to be getting it in with her as well, talking about this crazy-ass hip-hop industry, and we're going to be talking with her about that. And also talking to the phenomenal singer, Miss Terry Tobin, is going to be in the building with us a little later in the show. We got a great show, absolutely. And if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, if you are a poet, and you like to have your music played on our show, on our network, and you like to recite some of your poetry on the show, not a problem. All you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com.
That's right.
dhourshow@gmail.com. And for the spelling challenge, that's dhourshow@gmail.com. Absolutely. I got to help everybody, Jit. The ones that can spell and the ones that can't spell. I got to
help.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I got to help.
That's what it's about at the end of the day.
Now, I also am going to get it in with my bro, Jit, about a little situation I had, you know, a couple situations I heard about. You know, the Olympics have started, and I got some news about this video I peeped out with this little boy, and I got some stuff I want. Me and Jit gonna get in about Rihanna and Chris Brown. Oh, it's gonna be popping.
Oh,
it's gonna be popping. Okay, it's gonna be popping.
Oh,
we definitely gonna get it in tonight. Right now, I'm gonna play a couple of hits for you guys real quick, and when we get back, oh yeah. The flame is on. The heat is on. Supernova Slim is going to be in the building. And we're going to be getting it in with us tonight. Right now, we got a couple of hits for you real quick. It's my man Big Face with Rockstar. We got my man Kaleo coming in with Ooh Wee. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, D Slate and Jit. We getting it in.
Lego.
I'm a rock star. I got that white girl for ya, that soft white for ya, that hard white for ya. I'm a rock star. I got that white girl for ya, that soft white for ya, that hard white for ya. I'm a rock star. I got that white girl for ya, that soft white for ya, that hard white for ya. I'm a rock star. for you, that hard right for you. I'ma hustle till I pop a muscle in my vein. I smoke a pint and get a bucket of the game. I'm talking 24/7, 365. Smash your heart for the cash till the day that I die. I got no love for you, switch hitters. Laying showers to the brains of all you snitches. I'm under pressure with my back against the wall. Perform like Kobe Bryant, fourth quarter with the ball. Small things to a giant, I'm just getting started. I got a couple small towns that I'm about to target. Open up the market and then I flood. Set up shopping, I won't leave until I'm filthy rich. For the love of the man, I'm an empty clip. Even have to put my hands on my mama. Always business, never personal, when it's by the dollar. Block boy, known for carry big toys. I'm a rock star, I got that white girl for you. That soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a rock star, I got that white girl for you. That soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a rock star, I got that white girl for you. That soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a rock star, I got that white girl for you. That soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a rock star player, check my resume. Down in dirty flat for hustle, check my DNA. All I need is a Pyrex, some baking soda, a glass of water, and a bird of some Aguayola. Then I head to the kitchen and get my chef on. That's why the fiends in the hood call me Raekwon. I keep the P, I never f*** with the whip game. 10 to 20 G's a night, that's how I'm getting it, man. Rock money, that fresh up off the block money. Need a couple safes just so I can stash money. No plastic, all cash for the wear. Linux Mall, 20 G's in that. We sipping champagne, blowing on some Arizona. Got the shorties on the corners with the standards on them. Cause we don't worry about the tabs, no, we space paid. Been having birds in the kitchen since the night. I'm a rock star, I got that white girl for you. That soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a rock star, I got that white girl for you. That soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a rock star, I got that white girl for you. That soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a rock star. I got that white girl for you, that soft white for you, that hard white for you. I'm a
wanna cause your pain. No, I just wanna be your lover, the one you call when you need it. When you're deceived, you're clubbing on your way to the crib. I can be there as quick as your kid just feeling it. I'm feeling for it because I gotta have it.
Hot tracks, and I love superior lyrics when it comes to hip when it comes to hip-hop. And I'm hearing these lyrics. I'm hearing this music. And I say to my man, Jit, I said, damn, Jit, who is that? Who is that you just played? He said, D, that's our girl, Virginia Supernova Slim. He said, she's up and coming. She got hot music, and she getting ready to take this hip-hop, this industry by storm. Look
right.
here, I'm going to tell y'all like this. I've heard the music. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot. Big ups and big props to my girl Nicki Minaj because she's representing for female hip-hop artists out there
mm-hmm.
right now. And it's nobody else. It's nobody else standing side by side with her because nobody's getting that recognition. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm pushing Virginia Supernova Slim along with other superior female MCs.
That's
all
right.
the way because we need more MCs like her. We need more MCs like Slim out there representing and doing their thing. She got some of the hottest music up and coming. She's getting ready to take this hip-hop world by storm. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to my girl, Virginia Supernova Slam.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What it do, man.
That
yeah. Chilling, man. Honored to be a part of your show.
Hey, first and foremost, Slam, I got to say that it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Absolutely. I love your music. Your music is absolutely hot. I've been saying that to my man Jit for the longest.
That's
you know
real.
And it's hot music. I've always appreciated your music. You're an incredible talent, and it's our pleasure to showcase your talent.
Thank you so much. That's my heart and my soul that I'm giving to y'all, so I really, really appreciate that.
And that's real. Now, of course, the new project you're working on, tell us about that and what the old fans and the new fans can expect.
Okay, I got a new album coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's called I Do My Own Stunt. I'm trying to showcase my, you know, lyrical ability, my skills as far as writing, and, you know what I'm saying, just take the hip-hop game to another level. You know what I'm saying? My last project, my mixtape is out right now. It's called The Last Shall Be First. You can download it on mixconnect.com just to give you a little preview of what to expect because, you know what I'm saying, we're stepping our game up to bigger and better things.
That's real. That's real, no doubt. And it's hot music. Like I said before, you know, this hip hop game right now is taking a lot of shots and it's taking a lot of scrutiny because there's a lot of artists out there. And I'm just gonna talk about the male artists right now. There's a lot of artists out there who the music just it's not good, and I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a lot of artists. I mean, there's a lot of listeners and a lot of fans, man. They really not supporting a lot of the music. They're really not liking a lot of music. You hear so many people say, man, I don't listen to the radio. I don't like what they're playing. I've heard a lot of celebrity artists tell me themselves. They said, look, this music that we're hearing on the radio these days, especially according to hip hop. It's not about originality no more. It's not about skill, originality, or you know, just all around talent. It's all about popularity. It's all about popularity and how many records you can sell. He said they're not even looking at originality anymore and skill. He said because you know they're hearing somebody on YouTube or whatever the case may be, and they want to push them as the next sensation. And it's all about selling records, and it's all about making this money. They're not even thinking about giving the people great music. So a lot of people is really not feeling a lot of the music these days, and it's too many artists on the radio that sound the same.
Right.
The first question is your viewpoint on the state of hip hop right now, and why so many people is just really not feeling it.
There's really no lyricism in the game right now. Music is not inspirational, motivational. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's just really entertaining, but people need something that they can relate to and apply to their daily lives. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the artists that are in the industry right now really need to, you know, dumb it down a little bit and just, you know, talk about stuff that normal, everyday people feel and understand and go through. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's right. And I'm glad you said that as far as it being inspirational and positive. Man, look, there's no more positive music out there. I mean, when you look at some of the positive music we heard from a lot of the artists, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s, I mean, you had Self-Destruction. You know, you know the West Coast artists have put them a little joint out there for positive music. I mean, nobody's doing positive music these days. And with the generation and the way these kids are today, they absolutely need positive music, and nobody's giving it to them.
Right.
So I absolutely agree with you there. We do need inspirational music, and we do need some positive music to help teach these young kids out there right now, because they're really not learning nothing. And, you know, they love to listen to rap, but then we need some rap artists that's going to teach them something. So I absolutely agree on that one. My next question for you is MCs, female MCs out there. I'm trying to understand why. I'm trying to figure out why Nicki Minaj is the only one truly representing. I'm like, you know, there's a lot of female artists out there, but why is it she's standing alone out there? Because when you watch some of these videos, when you watch, and I'm not knocking her talent because she's skillful, but when you watch some of these award shows and she's being nominated as a female hip-hop artist of the year, or female hip-hop, you know, song, or whatever the case may be, and they name her, and then all of a sudden they start naming artists that nobody's really heard of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen it happen so many times. Like, well, damn, who is this? Who are they? You know, and it's like when you see that, you automatically truly know. You automatically know she's about to win the category.
Right.
It's hands down, you're like, okay, Nicki Minaj got this, because I don't know who these other artists are. So I'm trying to understand, and maybe you can help myself and the listening audience understand why is she the only one standing alone right now.
Well, I get a lot of love for Nicki Minaj, you know, but in my opinion, she's a generated image, first of all. You know what I'm saying? That sells. And second of all, she's being promoted and endorsed by a winning team right now. You know, Young Money is on top, and, you know, a lot of other labels need to step their game up and invest in these female artists, you know, because it's only so much we can do, you know, as independent artists, or, you know, as artists signed to major labels that's not really getting that push. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Young Money is putting everything they got behind her, because they want her to remain the number one female in the game right now. But, you know, I just challenge all the record labels out there to, you know, invest in these independent female artists, because we got something to bring to the game too.
No doubt. That's real.
That's really real.
Jit, my man Jit is in the building. I think you know who it is, Slim. Jit, you got any questions for
most definitely. Slim, I wanted to ask, you know, you being a hot female independent music artist, you're a host on Ground Hard Radio, you got your hands in so many other projects. How do you find your balance? How do you balance it all?
I have a strong love for the game and music and, you know, what I do. You know, so I'm fully invested in my career, my success, and also the success of other independent artists. So, you know, like my boy Jay Early, he got a new show called Lyrical Exercise. I'm about to be a featured artist on that. You know, I just try to stay busy, and I try to stay relevant in the game, because that's what matters.
No
doubt. That's what's up. That's real.
No doubt. Now, I definitely got some more questions for you, Slim, but right now we're gonna go ahead and kick off the hip hop four on the floor, and we're gonna bump your joint, Your Ringtone. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Your Ringtone is a song about, you know, being so in love with someone that even after you go your separate ways, you still long for that person, or you still reach out for them, or wish that they would reach out for you. So when I wrote Your Ringtone, it was about a true life situation that I was going through, where I was in a relationship with a specific person. I had a ringtone set for them whenever they called. And when we split up, I still longed to hear that ringtone. So sometimes I would run to my phone and pick it up, even though it wasn't ringing, because I guess I just wanted so much for that person to call. So this
right.
song is called Your Ringtone. It's produced by my boy Spodee on the track, Greg Baby ENT, and I'm ready to get into it.
That's real. That's real. It's the D-Hour Show, baby. Blog Talk Radio, India of Saturday. Got my girl Virginia Supernova Slim in the building. It's me and my man G Chronicles. We about to get it in for the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor, 4 back-to-back hits. We got more with Supernova Slim when we come back. Slim, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Yo, what's good, world? The D-Hour Show. This is Virginia Supernova Slim with your ringtone, produced by Spody on the track. Let's go.
Oh, there it is. There it is, baby. Hip Hop 4 on the Floor. Let's get it.
Yeah.
No doubt. You're listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody in your past, anybody getting smashed, only option is the gas. soul. Wanna stop my cruise control. They'll get rocked or bruised, they know. They know my plot is moving gold. Don't nothing else hold merit. Niggas backtrack, railroad series. Fuck around and have your shell toes on period. Bleed from force, mind strong within me. Diesel and course, can't enough to drive, messing my stride. All can fit in my ride is one seed, and you envy inside. Care less, does it fit in me ride? You just overweight the hate, you suffering from physical strife. Sound like a personal problem. Handle that while I'm working my throttle. Curtains just Tahoe, I'm not coasting, eating servers with gallons. Full of steam, finna murk me a challenge, and keep willing.
I'm on the scoreboard. So Selton warns you, don't ignore. I'm borderline, something bigger than gifted. I got a verbal disorder that's sorta a mental illness equivalent. My flow is sickening. I'm a family's meal ticket. This chick is a glass of wine with two sides of fried chicken. The victim of criticism when critics write, I read it and twist it to something scripted and spit it on something heated. That nigga ain't on the verse, he ain't mean it. I don't believe it. Never guess me on your track if your ego can stand to be. And what you see is the beginning of that new old school. Talk easy out the gate because I'm so fool. Only two bars left because I gotta save two. K Black wanna beat the chick singing so soulful.
Now listen to your wifey's favorite DJ, DJ Ill Will.
Black car music, and why I'm gonna take off tonight.
Cause I'm only one flight away.
I'm gonna take off.
DJ Rockstar.
When the mo is in the system, ain't no telling, cause you know how I dismiss them. I don't ever kiss them. Rims so big, nigga, you can never miss them. The money feel good, baby, you should go and get some. I'm hopping out the whipping, I'm high as hell. I Louis V kick them, a YSL. I'm grinding every day, will I rise or fail? I can't predict the head, only time will tell. I'm searching for the money, I ain't never getting lost. Why I be tell these niggas that they messing with a boss. Haters everywhere, so I gotta shake them off. Following my every move, that's why I be taking off. Off, then I'm riding down the block in the floor. Then haters look at the whip, I pull off. Then chasing so much money, it get exhausting. While you talking, ha.
I'm gonna take off tonight, cause I'm only one flight away.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling. Will I fuck him and disappear like my name was Magellan? I'm a pimp by blood, baby, what's good? I hit it with my Jordans on, I keep it hood. YB, BCB, nigga, haters can't see me like Stevie, nigga. I wonder what they thinking, how this nigga on top? He be copping whip after whip, when he gon' stop? Pucci, Prada, Fendi, Gucci, SL5, my car zoom like Boosie. Never, ever, ever spent a dollar on the Gucci. The bitch better pay me, and she better do me. Your life so boring, my life like a movie. I do what I want, you don't like it, bitch, sue me. Name is your boy with my nigga Double B. Totem llamas on my mama, you don't want trouble, B. What's up?
I'm gonna take off tonight, cause I'm only one flight away.
No doubt, back in the building once again. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Indie Up Saturday. It's your boy D Slate. Got my man Jit Chronicles in the building. You just got through listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor. No Doubt Hits, baby. That's how we do it. And in that 4, you heard my girl Supernova Slim with Your Ringtone after that. Oh, I think Jit knew who it was that came after that. Some of my man Black Panther. With Rule Keep Wheeling, and then you heard my girl Lady Result with It's My Turn. Last but not least, my man Bugs Baguettes with Take Off Tonight. That's how we do it, playing all the hits, no doubt. Yep. I got my girl Supernova Slim in the building. Slim, what's good?
Bow, bow.
Man, I'm just excited. You know what I'm saying? New, bigger, and better things to come. Just blessed, happy, highly favored, motivated.
That's
Amen.
Real, no doubt. That's real, absolutely. Now, Slim, you know, I know a lot of people like to, you know, they're working on, you know, music and other different avenues. What other different things do you plan on, you know, getting your hands into and working on other than your music?
I'm about to get my production game up, you know what I'm saying, start shooting a couple of little videos and little short films. I'm trying to learn how to make beats, you know what I'm saying. I want that 50% off top, so You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing it in. I'm doing a little modeling, a little print modeling and stuff like that. And like I said, I'm about to be a guest on this show called Lyrical Exercise. So got a lot of good things popping. I'm about to go back to school. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it positive.
That's real.
Absolutely. I like that. And it's always good to put your stamp on many different things, man. And that's a great way to network with other individuals and people to have in your corner. So I definitely salute you on that. Now, for all the up and coming artists out there, you know, that wants to be in this business, or any of the females out there that's trying to get in this hip hop game and really want to make their dreams come true when it comes to this music. You know, because it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and it gets real, and I think a lot of them don't really understand that. But for those artists that are trying to get to where you are, trying to make it in this business, what advice do you give them?
First of all, I say keep God first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Without him, nothing is possible. You got to network. You got to stay on the scene. You got to stay relevant. You know, just make quality products. You know what I'm saying? You have to have music that's radio ready. You know, you have to be knowledgeable about the industry and know what the industry is looking for so you can cater your product to them and just push, grind till the wheels fall off.
That's real. Absolutely. Now, we're going to go to the phone lines. I think we got some cats on the line, definitely, you know, want to give their support. So we're going to go to the phone lines right now. Area code 215-206. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Young Nah. I'm calling from Philly.
Oh, man, my brother.
That's right. What's good, bro? Thanks for calling into the show, bro.
No problem, man. You know, I had to show my Grind or Die family some support, man. Talk to Supernova, man.
That's what's up, bro. That's
what it
up.
Is.
You got anything you want to tell her, man, or any questions you want to ask her?
I've been a fan of Supernova Slim from day one, so I'm just, now all I want to say is keep doing your thing, sister, man. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, I'm backing you 110%. I mean, that's real.
Thank you, bro. And yo,
that's
y'all look out, because we got some new music together coming real soon, so y'all look out for that.
No doubt. And you can best believe any of the hot music that's coming from Slim and Nine Grind Hard Radio, we're going to be thumping on the D-Hour show, and that's real. So y'all better
that's
get ready.
That's what's up.
Okay.
And check out Slim and Young Nah on Grind Hard Radio. Young Nah is a part of the Grind Hard Radio family as well. So
and we all over that new mixtape, Grind or Die. Go download it right now.
Mm-hmm. That's
hey, Slim, you know what, Slim? I don't think they heard you. Tell them again, please.
Man, you got to go and download that new mixtape, Grind or Die, Volume 1, mixconnect.com, right now.
Take off.
Got an exclusive on there. You can't find it nowhere else. It's called Crack. So you gotta go to the website and download the mixtape.
And I'm gonna tell y'all. And I'm gonna tell y'all, they not being subtle with it. It's called Grind or Die. Plain and simple.
That's right.
Go, baby. Yes, sir.
It's not called Grind or Get Down, Grind to Get Sick, or Grind to Get Hurt. It's Grind or Die.
That's all you got.
You better check it out. Absolutely.
Right.
Boom.
No doubt. We get it in. Now, Slim, if you are, I want to extend an invitation. If you want to hang out with me and my man Jit tonight, by all means, the invitation is open, and you are more than welcome.
I'm gonna call right back in like a couple minutes, man, because I'm actually on the move right now, so I'm gonna call back in a little bit so I can hang up.
All right, now thanks for calling in, bro.
Thank you.
No problem.
Now we got another call on the line. We're gonna go to the lines and see if we can get it in with them. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's Indie Up Saturday. You on with my girl, Virginia Supernova Slim, 757-256. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My broski.
Here, Dangerous Tactics. You already know. B&E Boss in the building. Virginia Slim Twin. What it do?
Yes,
ladies.
Sir.
Hey, what's good, baby? What's good?
Man, you already know, man. Just stacking and macking and never slacking. You already know
what
it is. Grind or die, baby.
That's real, baby. That's real. Grind or die. Bro, you got any statements or questions you want to shout out to Slim?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm proud of you, Twin, and, you know, just keep doing your thing. And, hey, everybody go to MixConnect.com, type in Ground Hard Radio, and go type in Virginia Slim, Virginia Supernova Slim, no matter how you spell it, whatever. Just make sure you put in Virginia Slim, and she only one up there for right now to all the fake ones. Get on MixConnect.com, but she the real Virginia Slim, you know what I'm saying? That's why she put that Supernova in there. So if you steal that, you're going to be sued, you know.
Absolutely.
Call your lawyer up.
That's right.
You already know what it is. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I want to request Virginia Slim featuring Quanti Cash On My Way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, DT thinking like your boy DT. I know. I got you, bro. I got that On My Way. That's one of my favorite songs. I'm going to bump that for you tonight, bro. I'm going to get that in for you tonight.
Appreciate that.
No doubt. DT, man, if you want to hang out with us, man, you're more than welcome, bro.
Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to call back in a little bit, man. I got moves to make, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to come show love to Jit, show love
That's
to
what's
you.
Up.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Show love
Absolutely,
to Slim
bro.
Doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? She's taking off.
We appreciate that, bro, and DT. For all those that don't know about Grind Hard, tell them where they can catch you at.
Hey, man, you can catch Grind Hard Radio every Tuesday and every Thursday, you know what I mean, on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can check it out on www.grindhardradio.com every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast time. You know what I mean? You can call up, listen to the show at 323-693-3043. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to go live with the team. You already know what it is.
No doubt.
Radio show in the universe.
My man DT in the building. We going to bang your chick. Tell them, DT, we going to bang their chick tonight, man. They understand, DT. They understand, DT.
Man. You know what it
That's
is.
That's the infamous dangerous tactics, yeah.
Yeah, man. Y'all can
That's
follow
real.
Me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Selfmade Danger. Follow Club Loud on Twitter at Club Loud Gang. Get it?
All day.
No doubt. That's my man, DT. D. Thanks for calling in, bro. We appreciate that support, bro.
Salute.
Good job, man. Hey, D. Howard Show, you better get on it, man.
They don't know, man. They don't know.
Hey, well, get in for the fit in.
There you go.
Baby, there it is. Hey, DT, bro. Thanks for the support, man. We definitely going to get up with you later.
No doubt. Salute.
All right.
All right, big bro.
Here.
All right, bro. Holla at you.
Here. All right.
It's the D Hour Show, baby. It's the D Hour Show. That's what it's all about. Showing
the support.
The love. Everybody calling and showing that support. And that's what you got to do. You know, we got some incredible artists like Slim out there representing, and it's all about showing them support and giving them all the support and encouragement they need, because, like I said, it's a dog-eat-dog world, man, and mainstream radio ain't trying to show the indies no love, but you can best believe the D Hour Show and Ground Hard Radio are going to show them some love. So that's what we're going to keep doing, and we're going to keep supporting, you know, Slim and all the indie artists out there, man, that's definitely trying to showcase their talent and show the world and tell the world their story and show the world what it's all about. When it comes to this music, we need new music, and we need to hear something inspirational and positive and new. I mean, that's the key word, new. We want to hear new music, and we want to hear some of these artists that we've been listening to growing up, you know, some of our friends, family that's out there trying to get in this music game that's not getting a break. They're getting run around with this red tape, you know, from this music industry, and not getting the connections and not getting the support and the airplay that they need. But D Hour Show is hitting the stream, hitting the mainstream, and Grind Hard Radio is hitting the mainstream. HME Radio, Diva Spot. Look, y'all better check it out. It's internet radio is on the rise. If you don't understand what I just said, internet radio is on the rise. So all the artists out there, you better be contacting these internet radio shows and getting your airplay. I was told personally by some friends of mine, some of the big celebrities in the business, who told me, D, Do not change what you're doing. You keep doing what you're doing, because what you're doing, you and all these other big-time internet shows, is the new radio. So I'm telling you guys right now, the new radio. So if you don't understand that, get with us. Definitely shoot us, you know, your info and your music, so we can get you in this airplay, because that's what it's all about. You go into these mainstream radio shows, and you're trying to get your airplay, and you're getting charged the arm and a leg, and it's not even a guarantee. It's not even a guarantee that your whole song is going to get played. It may even be half the song, if anything. So, I'm telling you right now, internet radio is the new radio. Get with us, because we're trying to support you. That's what it's all about. We're trying to support you. In the building
right
now, my man Jit Chronicles, my girl Virginia Supernova Slim, hanging out with us right now. You know what? the new thing right now, Jit, bro, Slim, I heard that it's a possibility that Rihanna and Chris Brown may be getting back together, bro.
Wow.
They were spotted.
Wow, that's all I can say, these ladies. Wow.
They were spotted. You know, some people are saying that from what they've been seeing and you know, what the rumors out there right now, allegedly, they may be trying to get back together.
If they ain't already. That's what I'm saying. I think they've been sneaking around for a while anyway. So I agree with you on that, these ladies.
I don't know, man. I think that, you know, after that whole fiasco, man, I think that, you know, my boy Chris Brown took a big hit, you know what I'm saying, in his career. And I think that he's probably thinking, in his mentality, he's probably thinking, you know, mending this situation with Rihanna and possibly getting back together with her may help to get my career back to the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People still loving his music. They still love him. He's an incredible performer. I love Chris's music. He's an incredible performer, but he took a big hit. He took a big hit with this situation, and some of the, you know, some of the little media outbursts that he had, you know, it took a big hit in his career, and I think that he's probably thinking mending it with her and maybe possibly getting back together with her will possibly mend his career and help get it back to where it was before. So, you know, I mean, if that's the case, good luck to my man, Chris. And all I got to say, Chris, bro, just try to stay out of the negative limelight, man.
Stay in the positive limelight.
Stay out of the negative limelight. Getting into fights with cats, you know, in clubs and, you know, Twitter beefs, in which I still think a Twitter beef is the dumbest shit I ever heard of in my life. But, you know, Twitter beef, that sounds like a bag of beef jerky. I ain't never heard of nothing like that before. But, let's try to stay away from all that nonsense, man. And, you know, we want positive imaging, you know, Chris, positive imaging, bro. This negative stuff ain't going to help you. So, you know, we got to have some positive imaging. So hopefully, if it is true, you know, I definitely, you know, we definitely gonna keep supporting you, man, and everything that you do. And if you and Rihanna are back together, good luck to you guys. And let's keep it positive, and let's keep it a loving relationship, man. And let's not have this old crazy fiasco that we had before. So good luck to you guys in your endeavors. Now, before I kick off some more music in a little bit, you know what, Jit? Slim, I saw this video, and I'm not sure you guys got a chance to check it out. It was in the news. They talked about it on CNN. There was this kid, a 9-year-old boy at this daycare center, and he was abusing the kids at the daycare center. I mean, we're talking 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds. I mean, there was girls, African American boy. The majority of the kids at the daycare was black. I think it was in Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken, but this kid, these little girls, you know, this kid is 9 years old. He's punching these little girls in the face.
Wow.
Punching them in the face. He's scratching them. He's biting them. He kept doing these things. And I'm not talking about your little kid punching your baby. I mean, he's punching them, full-fisted punching these little girls in the face. You know, he's scratching them and biting them. And, you know, he's, you know the type of kick, you know, because it was a four-year little girl he had kicked, but I'm not talking about your little average kick. The type of kick you see when a grown man is trying to kick down a door, that's how he was kicking this little four-year-old girl.
Oh, man.
You know, and I mean, he's abusing these kids, and he kept doing it every time the lady that was watching would turn around or turn her head or whatever the case may be, and that's when he would do it. And there was a lot of parents upset. You know, they were talking about, you know, why is my child coming home with marks on them, you know, teeth marks and scratches and different things like that. And they kept telling the parents, well, I don't know. First of all, even before I continue, first of all, if my child is coming home with marks on them, you know, scratches and bite marks, don't tell me I don't know. You definitely better find out why my child is coming home like that, or I'm gonna be beating the hell out the staff.
No, okay. You're gonna have some problems.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to be telling me why my child is coming home like that, because I don't want to hear no damn I don't know, or I don't know how that happened. No, don't tell me I don't know how that happened. You're paid to be watching them, so I need some answers. Second, I heard that there was a gentleman, a man, whose child was one of the kids that got abused. He had came to the daycare center, and the little boy that was doing the abusing wasn't there at the time when he came, and he thought it was another little boy, and he hit the little boy in the face.
The grown man
hit the little boy because he thought it was the little boy that abused his kid. First of all, you a grown-ass man.
Right.
Of course, he got arrested. He got a misdemeanor. He got arrested. But first of all, you a grown-ass man. Whatever the situation is, you don't go to no daycare. I don't care whatever this kid is doing. You a grown man. You don't hit no little kid like that. You know, if you wanna deal with anybody, you deal with the daycare center. That's who you deal
That's
with.
Right. That's right.
You don't hit the little kid, you know. Granted, the kid do need his ass whooped, and his parents are the ones that need to take care of that.
Right.
But, I mean, clearly when you watch the video, at first, when I saw the video, I was a little upset with the little boy for abusing these little kids like that. I mean, and the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, I went out and bought me a brand new leather belt, and I was about to go on a whoop they ass world tour. you know what I'm saying? But I was like, wait a minute. I had to think on a psychological level, and I had to tell myself, wait a minute. This kid clearly is probably doing what he's seen, or he's probably abusing these kids because he's been abused before.
Right. Product of your environment.
Exactly. He could have possibly been abused like that, so he might have thought it was okay to do that. You know, so I just think that, you know, first before I go in, I don't want to go in too hard on it. Jit, I mean, what you think about that, bro?
You know, it's because my mouth is literally on the floor right now, bro, just hearing that, you know, and I tell people that domestic abuse, no matter whatever it is, you know, whether it's two kids, you know, abuse is abuse any day, you know what I'm saying? And that's something serious, you know, it's not too much I can really say on that topic, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we just got to all kind of look out for each other, man, because, I mean, that ain't right, you know, and for the dude to kind of come in there and get at the kid when he should have been talking to the people that's running the damn center, you know, these things, I don't even know what to say to that, bro, you know, but we got to stop the violence. I will say that much, you know what I'm saying, because it's getting ridiculous to what now the kids are doing it. You know, it was just the grown folks. Now the kids doing it to each other. So, you know, it's a sticky situation.
Slim, what you think about that?
You can't fight violence with violence, first of all. You know what I'm saying? And then second of all, the way that adult parent decided to handle that was counterproductive. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get anything accomplished. And, you know, just from my experience, I've learned that you have to, you know, handle certain situations from a legal standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Remove your child from that school. You know what I'm saying? And then go at it professionally, you know? because he looked worse than the child looks now that he
exactly. That's what I'm right.
Absolutely. I mean, I really don't know, you know, and I agree. I mean, this cat, you know, he came in there, and I understand you upset because somebody abused your child, and that's understandable. But you're as a man, as a grown man, as an adult, you take that situation, and you take that argument to the individuals that were supposed to be watching
mm-hmm.
the kid. Now, real quick, I'm gonna hit y'all with this though. The lady that was working there, that was watching the kids, of course, she was fired. But now they're talking about charging her with child endangerment.
She should.
Wow.
She was a responsible adult, so she should be charged. And this lady, I'm not trying to interrupt you. I wanted to say this real quick about the little kid that's going around. You know, he was kicking the other kids and stuff, man. It's 9 times out of 10, he probably grew up in a domestic abuse situation. You know, that's what I meant by, you know, him being the environment of his product. He's probably seen that from his parents. And, you know, they need to get that little kid some help. They really do, because you don't want him to grow up and then – you know, he's going to relive all that shit, you know, and probably do it to his wife or his kids, you know. So
right.
It's really a serious situation. And I grew up with domestic abuse, you know what I'm saying? So I know how it is.
Yeah,
that's
from
right.
a legal standpoint,
I grew up around
you
that.
You know, nowadays parents are being held responsible for the actions of their children. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, you know, if they're going to charge the teacher, they need to charge the parents.
Those
also.
Parents, yeah.
That's real. You know what, Slim? I agree with you wholeheartedly on the whole. I feel like this. I feel like as a parent, I think, and I'm gonna say for real parents, and I'm gonna put a big exclamation mark on the two words "real parents."
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Real parents, I think that these kids, this new generation of kids, need to be raised up on old school discipline.
And I mean,
I'm talking about that old Deep South. Old school discipline. I mean, and it's that old school discipline. There's a lot of people out there that are doctors, successful adults out there that got raised on old school discipline, and that's the reason why they're successful, because
mm-hmm.
they was raised on old school discipline. There's a difference between discipline and abuse, and the real parents out there know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But when I say that, I feel like if you are a parent, or if you decided that you're going to have some kids, then if you're not going to raise them on values, morals, and right and wrong, and raise them on the type of values that's gonna make them a great adult, that's going to make them a great individual, if you're not going to raise them on those type of values, then you don't need to have no damn kids.
No kids. That's real.
You don't need to have no kids. If you're not going to raise them right, then you don't need to have any kids, because it's products like that that we end up having kids that are doing the type of things that they're doing these days. Man, we got kids out there taking drugs, the type of drugs that I'm no Slim, me Slim and Jit wouldn't imagine and wouldn't even thought about doing growing up.
Right.
Okay.
Taking guns to school, just all types of craziness.
Yeah, they're doing the kind of things these days that we would have never thought about doing growing up. This generation of kids need help. And I'm going to say this last thing about that whole situation. I think, personally, I think that the government and the state needs to mind their own business
mm-hmm.
when it's concerning the real parents, okay?
That's right.
When it's concerning the real parents. These real parents know what the hell they're doing when it comes to raising their kids. The states and the government need to stick their nose out of the real parents' business and let these parents raise their kids.
Right.
I agree.
And tearing that ass up is not child abuse, you know, and because these kids are so funny these days, these slaves. I got a 15-year-old. Whooping that ass, that's not child abuse. Now, if you burned your child with an iron like that lady did, pinning off for good times, that's child abuse, you know what I'm saying? But a basic tear your ass up session. Don't come at me with that. I don't like that, these things. These kids, they quick to go dial the little hotline number, talking about some damn child abuse. We tearing that ass up.
and that's what it's all about. And that was the thing that I was trying to state to everybody earlier. There's a difference between a discipline and abuse. And like
mm-hmm.
I said before, the real parents know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
There's a difference. There's a big difference. And if you don't know the difference, you better learn the difference. because there's a big difference between abuse and discipline. You know, I got raised on discipline, and I consider myself a great individual.
There you,
you know,
go.
I raised my child. You know, I raised my daughter on old school discipline, and she's an incredible kid. I mean, I'm talking, you know, straight A student, honor roll, the whole nine. So yeah, and don't get it twisted. When she got out of pocket, I'm in that ass like tissue.
There you go.
Okay.
You say like Charmin, huh?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that, let's not get it twisted. But those were the type of morals and values that I was raised on. I'm gonna tell you right now, when I was a kid and I got out of pocket, my mama whooped my ass.
Yeah, your lips be on the ground.
But guess what? I went to school, I went to college, and I did what I had. I became a successful adult in the society. So
I'm saying
is if you're not gonna raise your kids on those type of morals and values, and if you're not gonna raise them right, please, man, just don't have any kids.
That's right.
If you have some kids by mistake in an accident, in some situation where you weren't trying to have kids, then that's what you need to think about. And if you feel like you're not going to be able to raise them right, then you need to get them to somebody that's going to raise them right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right, because, you know, the bottom line is they'll promote a future abuser, molester, murderer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
real.
You
can't nurture those bad behaviors. You got to cut them short at the root.
That's real. That's real, man. Absolutely. It's the D-Hour Show, baby. We're getting it in like that. We got some other things we're going to be discussing a little later on the show. It's your boy D Slate. Got my man Jit Chronicles, my girl Virginia Clem in the building. We're definitely getting it in tonight. We're going to definitely be getting it in with my girl Terry Tobin in a little bit. Right now, we got a couple more hits we're going to play for you guys real quick. We got my girl Janice Mara with her hit Feel So Right right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's get it.
Let's ride.
Listen out. I need to say to you, what I feel is real. How will we make it through? Then he says to me, I don't know how I feel. Walk away.
push mine, y'all. We talking about music. Hey, look, I'm trying to touch the paper while screaming, God forgive me, cause money's the root of evil. It leads you to fuck them nature. Welcome to hell where I don't advise you to trust the neighbor. These hoes the worst, they giving birth like they love the labor. She said she love you, she smell your money, she love the vapor. Might let you clap, but the truth and fact is she love the favor. It must be nice to just pack your cases and go to Vegas, where we vacation the marijuana and liquor taking. We losing jobs and unemployment, don't feed a nigga. I vow to die before I see my daughters need a nigga. Ain't with they mamas, I can't control if they see a nigga. But told they mamas that for my daughters, I heed a nigga. I want a peaceful life, far away from evil types. People like these young niggas who dumb, so you need to fight. You know eventually they gon' force you to squeeze your pipe. I send you to Jesus Christ, but you ain't worth my freedom right.
Getting to the point, I can't trust nobody. Looking over my shoulder, I know they don't love me. It's a crazy world, gotta protect my baby girl.
Like a ghost to me. I think my ex-wife is fucking someone close to me. The fact we even was married is like a joke to me. I still love her. How can she be so cold to me? Don't get it twisted, I'm a marching soldier. But when she called it over, she never offered closure. My close friends be like, Twist, she was a stalking vulture. She probably thought you blowing rap and had star exposure. The world is cold, but the woman scorn is often colder. If I'm to blame, I understand, but get it off your shoulders. She covered up my name and got here, she's starting over. This ain't to get you back, I just want to talk it over. I promise, we started faster, ended even faster. Easy come, easy go, just a big disaster. We was falling off, but I was finna catch it. Fucking cops to earn, but don't forget to ask you.
Getting to the point, I can't trust nobody. Looking over my shoulder, I know they don't love me. It's a crazy world, gotta protect my baby girl.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Indie Up Saturday, playing all the hits. You definitely getting the hits right here tonight. You know how we do it. You just got through listening to my man Just Mike with Gunshots. Before that was my girl Janice Mara with Feel So Right. I got Jake Chronicles, my girl Virginia Slim, and
I'm
hanging out with us right now. And you here. Already know, you already know, ladies and gentlemen, we getting it in on this lovely Saturday, July 28th. It's Indie Up Saturday right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to introduce our last guest for the night, the absolutely and the beautiful, the gorgeous, Miss Terry Tobin. Let me introduce you, ladies and gentlemen. Born on Valentine's Day, this Arizona-born songstress, songwriter, and producer had sounds of soul music flowing through her veins at an early age. Having performed demos and background vocals for artists such as Joe, Chico DeBarge, Coolio, Shantae Moore, Korea-based Uptown, Coco Lee, and Mika, Paris has prepared her for her moment to shine as a solo artist. She also appears on Jane Tobin's sophomore release entitled Late Night and co-wrote the title track. Although most of her influences are male singers like Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, Prince, and so on, Tobin has reminiscent of sultry sounds and richness of R&B or jazz singers of yesterday. Tobin's independent release debut album, Love Infinity, tells the story of love from Romantic Love on I'm in Love and Touch the Sky to Brotherly Love on the lead single, Free. She punctuates each line with heart and soul, speaking to every generation with each melodic phrase. Prepare to be touched by her honesty as she expresses her unwavering admiration of her first true love, which is music. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the beautiful Miss Terry Tobin.
Welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be here.
What up? Miss Terry Tobin.
I'm doing good. I feel like I should prepare myself, you know. I'm not sure what I'm walking in on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, Terry, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I'm glad you're feeling a whole lot better.
Yes, thank you so much, man. That was not cute last week.
But you know what? I understand. You know, I mean, a lot. You know, this. You know, sometimes, people get sick, and sometimes people think, okay, it's the summertime. How can you get colds or get the flu? But I'm telling you, that's usually around the time a lot of people usually get sick. So, no, yeah. I absolutely understand. I definitely absolutely understand. But I'm glad you're feeling much better.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad we could finally get on the phone and finally, you know, talk about this thing. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And I have to say, before we you know, go forward, I want to say that, you know, I cut the tail end of what you guys are talking about. And as a mother, of course, that video was disturbing, and the things that occurred after that, of course, were equally as disturbing, and I just pray that this is something that will help heal our community and help us all realize that, you know, some changes have to be made. There's no way around it, you know. So,
that's real.
Now,
Terry, let me ask you this. Were you raised on old school discipline?
Was I?
Okay, then.
Well, see, that's my point. That was my point, and that was the thing. That was the message I was trying to get across to the listeners, man. It's you know, this being raised on old school discipline is what works, and a lot of these people don't really understand that. And like I said before, there's a difference between abuse and discipline, and for the real parents, you know. So if you don't understand that, I think that you need to look it up and find out what the difference is between discipline and abuse.
I didn't understand it at the time that, you know, my mother was protecting me by not allowing me to go to the parties that everybody else's mama let them go to and, you know, do all that stuff. You know, I didn't understand at the time. But, of course, as I got older and I looked back at some of my classmates, and some of them didn't even graduate because they were busy kicking drug habits and, you know, raising kids when they graduated and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm grateful that my mother was the strict person that she was. But I have to also say that when they become grandparents, they get amnesia.
They do get amnesia, absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
I like that, though, absolutely. Now, I'm gonna put this information out there, because with that I know it'll help. I know if Jid or Slim have any questions for you, but for the listeners right now, Terry, when she was young, you did background vocals for the legendary Jeffrey Osborne and for the rock band Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, you gained stage experiences performing with the school's choral, in which during President Clinton's inaugural gala on the National Mall, you were performing background for Diana Ross, Whitney Phillips, and shared the stage with Patti LaBelle, Luther Vandross, and Shy.
Woo! That's amazing.
That was, man, you know, it's so funny. Every time I reflect on what I know is my life, because I know that that's what my bio says, but sometimes I forget that that was actually me, you know what I mean, when I'm telling a story, because I've been so blessed to have been able to do some of the things that I've done and be a part of. I mean, for my first professional gig to be Jeffrey Osborne. Now, mind you, some of these young folks don't even know who Jeffrey Osborne is. However, but, you know, as I found that out as I was mentoring some high school students, I tried to tell them that there was like deer in the headlights, like who? But anyway, to have that opportunity and to be so young and for that to be my first taste into the professional game, I've just been incredibly blessed. I really have been. And then, of course, to be able to go to Howard and be a part of the choir and, you know, to have that moment that I can, you know, I remember it like it was yesterday, being on the Mall when Clinton was inaugurated. And, you know, that's just something that, you know, of course, I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. Now, and also I'm going to add in what Terry just said. For those that probably did hear about Jeffrey Osborne, didn't know that he sang in the legendary group LTD, but I'm just going, you know, I don't want to lose.
You're going to leave it alone, D.
Sleep?
Yeah.
We
ain't going to school him, too.
Somebody, but, you know, I mean,
they
got
to do their research. We're not going to school you tonight.
You
got to
educate. He's trying to educate him.
But, you know, definitely my first question, Terry, and I've heard your music. You have some phenomenal music, absolutely phenomenal. And also, before I go into my question, you performed here in Arizona. You performed at Michael's Cafe, am I correct?
I have. Michael's is it's actually been around maybe about a year and a half, but they've been very instrumental in kind of helping bring soul music to our community. I mean, Phoenix is not exactly the hotbed of soul music, but, you know, to be able to have those venues that you can play at, you know, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew about that because I'm good friends with one of the owners at Michael's Cafe, Ricky Barnes. I'm good
Pretty
friends
Ricky.
With him. So. Yeah,
Pretty Ricky. What they call
him. Pretty Ricky. That's right. That's right.
That's what they call him.
I had saw some video of your performance, and it was an absolutely a fantastic performance. But I love your music. You have some incredible music, and we're definitely going to play some. We're definitely going to showcase some of that in a little bit. But my first question for you is Love Infinity. Tell us about the project and the inspiration that went into that.
Well, oddly enough, Love Infinity didn't set out, I mean, I didn't set out to write Love Infinity, meaning I knew I was going to write this album about love, but as you mentioned, I was born on Valentine's Day, and that's always been my thing, you know, romance and, you know, daydreaming, and of course I watched too many chick flicks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I just started writing this material, and literally it took me 10 years to actually put it out. Like, I've been sitting on a lot of that material for the longest time, just kind of going through my own, you know, as an artist, having been through the whole major label thing and been through managers that didn't fully believe in you. They believed in you as long as you were willing to, you know, turn into something else, basically. So when it took time for me to finally finish the project, and even when I was about to put it out, I was, you know, wasn't sure about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I decided in order for me to move on to whatever the next chapter was going to be, I needed to release it. And I released it, and I was really surprised at how it was received because, you know, I released it digitally, not even really thinking that I was going to, you know, press it up or anything. And it was just more about, okay, I'm just going to put it out there and see what happens. And, man, before, like, I think it was like a month before it was actually released, I had some people from the UK inquiring about physical CDs. And I'm going, how do you even know who I am? I'm like, you know, I was just really floored because social networking has truly put me in a place where countries that I would have never imagined would even know my name. Actually listen to my music, and it's played on stations, and there's countries and all of that. So Love Infinity is just like a hodgepodge of everything from like you mentioned, brotherly love, to, you know, kind of praying for that right someone to come along. And oddly enough, people always ask me, you know, well, who was the inspiration behind, you know, all these songs? And I hate to, you know, hate to blow somebody's fantasy, but it really wasn't written about anybody in particular. It really was truly me watching chick flicks and just daydreaming of having that person come along. And that's how it came out. Now, Can I Get That is the only one from that album that actually did have some inspiration, but Willie Got Alone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I got my boy Jit Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio in the building. Jit, you got any questions for Terry?
Yes, I do. And, Terry, I'm doing my research on you right about now, and I'm looking at your pics, and you have such a natural beauty. You know what I'm saying? So have you ever considered modeling, and do you have any projects outside other than music that the folks should know about?
Okay, well, as far as modeling, I always wanted to, but I'll just keep it real with you. Being a sick sister, a lot of times, you know, people don't necessarily want to give you a shot because they think you're too heavy. And I mean, I've been told that I was too matronly and I was too this and too that. And unfortunately, in the beginning, I started believing that. Now I'm at a place where, you know, I am who I am. Either you love it or you don't. You know, I'm not going to trip about it. And I know who is supposed to impress, they're impressed. So I'll just leave that alone. But as far as modeling, I've always loved it. I've always done it as a part of the promotional stuff for my projects. So I'm definitely open to the idea. I've also been in musical theater, you know, pretty much all my life as well. So those are the kind of things that I'm working on. There's nothing solid, you know, in the pipeline yet. But and as far as any other ventures, I am working on a couple of books. But I've put those kind of on the back burner because I've been trying to focus on getting the new album, So Good to Me. You know, trying to get that situated, get us, you know, a mini tour going on for that, and then, you know, finalize the two books that I'm working on.
That's what it is.
Absolutely.
And like you said,
absolutely,
Terry, you have a natural beauty, you know what I'm saying? So whoever the hell told you not to model, call me so I can slap the hell out of them. You have a natural beauty. Yeah, I swear.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I got my girl Virginia Slim in the building. Slim, you got any questions for Terry?
Yeah, first of all, I want to shout you out because I'm a fellow Aquarius, so I already know,
right.
And, you know, I know you're very creative and everything like that. But
my question for you is,
with you giving so much to the industry, so much of yourself, and, you know, with everything that you've done, what are your expectations from the industry? And, you know, ultimately, what is your main goal for your music and what you're trying to get out there to the people?
Well, I can't even lie. My relationship with the industry has been has been hot and cold for a long, long time. And I think the moment that I released myself from having to be so dependent on the industry, so to speak, that's when I started living and actually enjoying my job. With that being said, my expectations with the business is really just for me to be able to do what I love to do and make a living doing it. And the moment that I'm not doing that anymore, I won't do it. I won't do it anymore. Because, you know, like I said, I'm a mother. You know, I'm also a full-time student. And anything that takes away from my family unit has to be worth it. It has to be something that, you know, is beneficial to all of us as a whole. I'm not talking just financially, but, you know, for me, like I've talked about it many times, singing for me is like breathing. And if I don't do it, then I feel like I'm not living. And if for some reason something is tainting that desire to continue to do it, then, you know, I don't know. I just need to find another hobby or something. I don't know. But, you know, I will continue to do this as long as I love it. And right now, you know, and that also because I can see it in the eyes of my son. You know, he'll be 10. And oddly enough, he co-wrote one of the first song on the album. There's a portion in there that he co-wrote. Now, mind you, I didn't seek his writing skills. I didn't say, oh, baby, can you come help me write this? Him being my child, he's like, you know, Mom, I really think you should put blah, blah, blah right there. And I'm like, wow. okay?
Wow.
So it's, you know, and if for nothing else, you know, he feels confident enough to be able to do that. Now, granted, I hope he doesn't want to be a recording artist. I'm just going to put it out there because it's so difficult. It really is a difficult, it's a difficult thing. But, you know, if that's where his heart is, and of course I'm going to support him. But, you know, again, the moment he's not enjoying it anymore, that's with anything, sports or whatever, you know, I'm all about doing what you're passionate about. So
that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Now, I definitely got a couple more questions for you in a little bit, but Terry, we're going to go ahead and debut your single, Love Me. Tell us a little bit about that before we do that.
Love Me is a song that, you know, as I said, I'm always talking about love, and in this particular case, I wanted to find a way to talk about intimacy, let's put it that way, intimacy between a man and a woman or whomever you're loving. And, you know, just that it's being specific about what it is that you want, you know, and I say that all the time. And in this case, you know, this guy is sensitive, and, you know, he had my heart from the moment we saw each other. And I kind of wanted to encourage him to continue to do what he's doing. Put it that way.
That's real.
Okay.
What's up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're getting ready to kick off the R&B foreplay, four back-to-back R&B hits, and we're going to start it off with Terry Tobin's hit, Love Me. Terry, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Song is called Love Me. This is Terry Tobin. It was produced by a tall black guy.
There it is. It's the R&B foreplay right here on NDF Saturday on the D Hour Show.
Lego.
Oh, yeah. You're now listening to the R&B foreplay on the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
really helped me find my sound. So.
Absolutely. Well, I think it absolutely helped. It was because you have some phenomenal music. So definitely, I'm glad, and I know your listeners are glad that you you study classical voice, because you have an incredible voice, and your music is wonderful.
She does.
Well, thank you.
Most
I
definitely.
Truly appreciate that. I really do.
Now, Terry, my last question for you. You know, looking at some of the artists out there, and it's a lot of up and coming artists that are just really striving and grinding and wanting to make their waves and make their way in this music industry and just make their dreams come true and be that type of star that they've always wanted to be. You know, you've taken some of those necessary steps. So of course you're moving. You put a lot more steps forward than some of the individuals that are really trying to make it in music right now. For those amateurs and those artists that want to be music stars and want to make their musical dreams come true, what advice do you give?
Well, you know, some of the advice that I was given. Number one, I was working in D.C., of course. I'm working at a restaurant, and Ramsey Lewis came in, for those that know who he is. He came in as a guest, and someone mentioned him that I sang, and he was like, so, tell me about your career. And I said, well, you know, I'm working on my demo. He's like, stop right there. If you say that you're working on a demo, it'll always be a demo. But if you say you're working on an album, then you're always working on an album. And that was first and foremost, because once I made the mental shift about what it is that my goal was, then, you know, I was able to see it differently as opposed to, like, I'm still working on this demo, trying to get this demo out there. Number two would be to get the business side of it, you know, get some knowledge of the business side, because, you know, I know a lot of talented people that just, you know, we don't have our business sense together. And unfortunately, you can put yourself in a really tight situation by signing a contract. You don't know what you're signing. Getting involved in stuff you don't know exactly what the ramifications are. And, you know, I have family members that, of course, are talented, and they're like, I want to be a singer like you. And, I encourage that. However, you really need to get the background. And if nothing else, you know, they're like, well, I'm just going to drop out of school. No, take it from me. You don't want to drop out of school just to pursue music. Not to say that pursuing music is a bad thing, but you need to have that foundation, something, be it law, be it business, entrepreneurship, marketing, especially if you're going to do this as a solo or independent artist. You know, there's not going to be a big corporate team to help you in those areas. So why not, you know, equip yourself with that stuff? So those are the things that I would say first off, and thirdly, and not really in any particular order, but thirdly, be yourself, because it's easier to maintain being yourself than it is to maintain being something that you're not.
Absolutely,
that's real.
Absolutely, absolutely, and those are definitely great words to live by, especially for all those artists out there that truly want to be in music and truly are working hard on their craft and on their brand. To be where they want to be, and those are truly inspirational words. And I hope everybody's listening. Those that are those artists out there that are listening right now, I hope you are really taking heed to what Terry's telling you guys, and it's absolutely great advice. First and foremost, Terry, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. You're an incredible talent, and like Jit said, absolutely beautiful. I don't care what that dumb brother told you. But
that's real.
Believe it or not, it was actually a sister that said that, but it's okay.
Oh.
And that's even worse, because hate don't
exactly.
look good on nobody.
That's
but,
right.
I just want to say, you know, it's a pleasure and honor to have you on the show with us, and I'd like to extend this invitation to everybody that we've had on the show. But as far as I'm concerned, the D Hour Show family, you're always welcome on the D Hour Show. You definitely got a key now. The door is open for you anytime you want us to play your music. You want to stop by and hang out with us. The door is always open for you, and we will continue to support you and everything that you do.
Well, I do appreciate it, and you know, anytime you want me to, you want me to, you know, stop by, I'm definitely open to it. You know, you want to get into a conversation about men versus women, you know, I'm down for that too. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, indeed.
Actually, really, I'm really not kidding. You might need a couple of hours for that though, because you know I don't.
There it is.
I like that though. Absolutely, I'm definitely gonna keep you in mind. We definitely have a serious conversation, a serious topic about that. And also, I got, you know, I got Jig Chronicles and Virginia Slim from Grindhard Radio, and I'm definitely going to shoot your information to them because I know they'd love to play your music and have you on their show as well.
Yeah, man, I want to invite Terry to the Ladies Night on Grindhard Radio. We would love to have you on.
Okay. All right. We'll just, you know, get my info. We'll make it happen.
Most definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Terry, any shout outs right now? You want to shout out to anybody right now that's listening?
You know, I just want to thank, you know, basically anybody who's listening who takes the time to support indie music, and shout you guys out, because if it weren't for people like you, you know, we wouldn't have a forum for those of us that
that's
work really
up.
Hard to get this music out here. And of course, to my family, to Darla Tobin Blake. You know, this is not a journey that can be taken by just one person, and has to, you know, you have to have a really good team behind you. And I've just been blessed to have some really good people along with me on this journey. And what else? And my son for being quiet while I'm having this conversation.
All righty, babe.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you so much. I really do.
That just says that you raised a good son. That's all it says. That says you raised a good son.
Salute.
Look, that was just 1 hour. Don't be fooled. It's real life over here.
There you go.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, Terry. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a blessed
much time. Love, darling.
You too. Take care.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog. Oh, yeah, it's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, getting it in. That was the lovely Miss Terry Tobin hanging out with us on NDF Saturday. Make sure you guys definitely check her out on Facebook and Twitter, and definitely support her and her music, as we will right here on the D-Hour Show. We're going to do a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to say our closing comments. Jig Chronicles, Virginia Slim in the building. And,
how about?
We had a great time tonight, and we're going to definitely get it in with you guys in a little bit with our closing comments. And thank you guys so much for joining us. It's my girl. I got to put the request out there. We got a request earlier, Virginia Supernova Slim with her hit On My Way, which is one of my favorites, right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's get
produced by Connor Cash. Let's go.
Here.
load I will not share.
Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. That was my girl, Virginia Supernova Slim, with my
Supernova.
Favorite On My Way. Getting it in.
You dig?
Yes, indeed. No doubt. We're doing it like that on Indie Up Saturday, no doubt, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Had a great show tonight. Always a great show with my bro, Jit Chronicles. Definitely my girl Supernova Slim in the building with us tonight, hanging out with us. Absolutely had a ball tonight. I want to definitely thank Slim. I would definitely thank Miss Terry Tobin for hanging out with us tonight. Shouts out to them, and make sure you guys support them and their music and everything that they do. We got to keep supporting our indie artists. And if you want to listen to new music, if you want to listen to real music, you want to listen to original music and originality and positive and inspirational music, we have to keep supporting our indie artists. That's what it's all about. So make sure you keep supporting them in everything that they do. And keep tuning into the D Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We're getting it in. And make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for all those gospel music fans and inspirational music fans. Tune in to the D Hour Show's The Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and my man Poetic Lace. Make sure you guys tune in. Those brothers have an incredible show on the D Hour Network, and they play some great gospel music, and they talk about some very great inspirational things. So if you want a blessing, if you got a testimony, definitely make sure you call them and get it in with them tomorrow. 4:30 Mountain Standard Pacific Time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. So make sure you guys definitely tune in to them. Again, we had a wonderful night. Make sure you guys keep supporting independent up-and-coming artist music. Big shout-out to my girl Virginia Supernova Slim hanging out with us. Slim, the D-Hour Show is your home, Slim, like it is for my man Jit, my brother. The D-Hour Show is your home. Anytime you want to come through, you want to hang with us, we're going to continue to keep playing your music and supporting you. And I'm a big advocate of supporting female hip-hop artists, because we need some new faces out there representing,
That's
and
real.
I think you deserve your shot.
Thank you. That's what's up. I want to shout y'all out for having me on. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Ground Hard Radio. You can Google me at Virginia Supernova Slim for all my music, or check me out at groundhardradio.com.
That's real. Absolutely. Jit, you got any closing comments for the people?
And I'm gonna be real quick. I just want to say I salute, and I love the audience so much, man, for just supporting Ground Hard Radio. You know, the audience was the people that gave us the term reality radio, because you actually do get to follow independent artists such as Virginia Slim, Dangerous Tactics, Young Na, and all the rest of us every Tuesday and Thursday. Salutes, you know what I'm saying? And just keep tuning in. Reality radio, baby. It's just not regular radio. It's reality radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah, you heard it. Reality radio. Grind hard. And make sure, man, don't forget, people, okay, because all you got to do is go to grindhard.com and get it. Make sure you get the Grind or Die mixtape. It's out
there.
Yes,
sir.
MissConnect.com,
Grind or Die, baby. 1,000 listeners in 1 week. Let's go.
Make sure you get the Grind or Die mixtape. I mean, that's where it is. And the D-Hour Show mixtape is coming soon. Okay. The D-Hour Show mixtape is coming soon. It's coming soon. I'm going to definitely keep up to date on the D-Hour Show. And you know your boy going to bring it to you. So with the D-Hour Show mixtape is coming soon. So definitely
get ready
for that. And I just want to tell everybody, you know, it's a pleasure. I me and Jit talk about this all the time. I don't do this for the money. I do this for the pleasure. I do this for the support, and I do this for the love. So keep tuning into us. I want to continue to keep giving you guys great radio, real radio. That's what we like to call it.
There you go.
Radio, Internet radio is the new radio. If you don't know, I swear you better ask somebody. Internet radio is the new radio, and I'm telling you right now, keep tuning into it. You never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what we're going to be doing or talking about. We got great radio coming up in the coming months and years. So definitely make sure you guys just keep tuning in to us. And we're also on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube. You can also check us out, I mean, like I said, on Twitter, The Hour Show on Twitter. And we put all the information on there. And, it, you know, for those that want to keep listening to the D Hour Show, you can check us out on iTunes. We're definitely on iTunes. And for the cell phone, Android cell phone fans, everybody that's got that Android, you can definitely download the TuneIn Radio app. Go to your app store, download TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to the D Hour Show on there as well as Grindheart Radio.
So let's do it.
Make sure you definitely check it out because we're getting it in as always. It's your boy D Slate in the building. Thanking you guys so much for tuning in to us tonight. Make sure you tune into Grindheart Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays. They got an incredible show. The new season is coming up August 7th, so you better get ready.
Epic.
You better get ready.
Salute.
Yes, better get ready. And to end off the show, because it's Saturday, we're going to end the show with my man, and a phenomenal independent up-and-coming artist. It's my man, Jeff Hendrick, with his joint Saturday. To honor Saturday, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on the Covenant Cafe.
Salute to the D Hour Network. Let it ride.
Yeah.
Everybody looking up Saturday.
me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, and 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll, let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show.